Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Wake up.
This is your wake up call.
Wake up. This is your Cup of Joe on the Go podcast, and I am your host, Joe. We're not chilling in the coffee shop today. We are in the car waiting on our order. We're just giving you a boost, just a cup of inspiration, laughs, whatever. We talk interviews. So it's not a full episode, but we're just waiting on our order. If you're like me, you're waiting on a herbal tea. I have any herbal tea drinkers out there? You chime in on me. Chime in. Okay. I'm an herbal tea drinker. I can't do the coffee, but we have the Cup of Joe podcast for our coffee drinkers. And today, I wanted to talk about something. If you saw the flyer, it had the little heart there and talks about fractures. So if you've been keeping up with me, you know I was in a little fender bender, car accident, really not little. I fractured my wrist. So went to go get the checkup, and he was like, "You are healing properly. Everything is great. The bone, the space between your bones, between the fracture has widened. So that means you're healing well." Now, he went on to explain, because the look on my face was like, I thought that it was mend and not widen. And so he explained to me that with a fracture, it forms like a little seal around it. And while it forms a seal around it, the body sends help, if you will, to that fracture to pull out dead cells and to pull out bone and fragments and things of that nature before it starts the healing process. And I was like, God almighty. That's what we say in the church. God almighty. I have to do a podcast about that called Fractures. Because sometimes, even myself, we move too soon and move too early when we've been fractured, when there's been a break and a tear, when we've been hurt. We'll move too soon, and we'll move because we think that we should mend when there's some things, there's some before healing. The first process of healing is there's some things that need to be removed. It's almost like this is the way my doctor explained it, that it's like a rental project. Before we start, and we got to take out all that bad carpet and hit the walls and just take it down to the frame before we start building the house. And a lot of us, including myself, have built our lives around a hurt, around a fracture. We didn't take the time to allow that space to widen because we're pulling out things. And with that fracture, we make decisions based on that fracture, based on that hurt. And that hurt, see, because it was a seal to protect you, but it was not meant for you to carry for the rest of your life. It was meant as a seal until the help was sent. I think it's called tricholites or something like that. Excuse me if I messed that up, people in the medical profession. But anyway, that help that is sent, it helps pull away all of the dead stuff. So the dead things in your life, things that you should, before you move on, before you heal, that needs to be removed, all of the bad stuff. Because we can form opinions, and we can form attitudes, and we can form just personalities around dead things and around things that we shouldn't. And that, my friends, is called bitterness. Bitterness, man, when it gets in, it gets in. And you become a different person. I've seen people who are bitter become different people. And they were friends, they were family. We were real tight. but they became different. Because what bitterness does, you didn't heal properly, and now bitterness is taking root. The dead cells, the dead things, the trauma around the fracture now is ever before you. And you look at every obstacle the same way. So, you know, my hand, I have to learn how to use it again, but I can't do that until it heals properly. I can't, because I'll form a different way of grabbing things, and it's my dominant hand, and I'll form a different way of driving, and I will, what am I looking for? And I'll overcompensate in areas because I didn't heal properly. But as a preacher, so I almost say that again. I overcompensate in areas because I didn't, my arm didn't heal properly, and I'm using it. Because I was talking to a friend, and they were like, man, yeah, I fractured my wrist, and I didn't even know it. And so I just continued on. And I could tell how the way they hold their hand, they use it, that it still hurts. It still hurts because they didn't allow it to heal properly. And so back to what I was saying, yeah, I got off track there. I do that from time to time. You know, and I've seen people that who are bitter because they didn't heal properly, look at everything from that traumatic experience. Look at everything from the base of their fracture. Look at everybody. Everybody's not going to love you because you got hurt. You know, every guy is a bad guy. Every girl is a bad girl. Every female, every male is bad. So enter relationships, you know, and I'll share a little bit of myself, you know, because I was not, smooth person in high school. It's quite dorky if you know, you ask me. And, you know, it stuck with me when I met my wife, and when she did something that reminded me of how high school females treated me, how girls in high school treated me, you know, I would say, see you just, and she's like, what did I do? I didn't do anything. When we, you know, we get in an argument, it wasn't a big thing, but I had to realize before that became a big thing is it's not a different Joseph. This is a Joseph. It's a little smoother, looks a little better, and that was high school. People are immature in high school. Even I was immature finding myself in high school. You know, I had to realize when I looked at myself, I was like, "Ooh, I didn't even grow into my head. My head was big and my body was skinny." So I had to grow into all of that. And that was high school. So I couldn't walk through life like that, because I look at somebody that loves me and say that they'll treat me like that, or they think like that. And we mess up relationships, and we mess up friendships. We mess up job opportunities because we have not allowed that healing fracture to widen so it can come together and heal properly. Because there are things there that are trying to tie into the bone and tie into the ligament that shouldn't be. It's from the trauma, and you're carrying things from the trauma. We're carrying things from our trauma into our future. And so my thing is, let that space widen. Let it widen first. Before you move on, let it widen. Even if you're in that place and you've moved on, stop. Let that space heal properly. Let it widen. Let some relationships go. You've come out of a divorce. Stop trying to get into a relationship so you can prove that you're the man, or prove that you're the woman. You know, prove that you didn't need them. This is your life. Live your life. Don't live your life for other people. People, it's time to allow the fracture to heal. You have to allow the space to widen. Get some counseling if you need to. Talk to someone. If you're a spiritual or you're a religious person like I am, get prayer, man. Pray, worship. If you're a religious or spiritual person, talk to God about it. But definitely for sure, heal. because you don't want to cut off relationships and cut off good opportunities because you're bitter.
Sir, here's your order.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's my time, people. I got to get on the road and get to work. I will see you all later.